Blog Talk Radio.
Dating, or are you courting your dream? I know I have you intrigued. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, ooh, this is a great question. And yes, I am intrigued. Well, let's grow together and go on a journey of discovery and explore this very question. Are you dating or are you courting your dream? Let's get into it.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to jumpstart your week with motivation and empowerment. Your host, Shania Adams, she brings you the push that you have been needing. This will empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. When Coach Adams coaches, you win. Our focus is to get you to truly understand that you have a destiny, and that destiny is waiting for you to take the steps towards it. God is the light illuminating your path, guiding and directing each and every one of your steps along the way. Each week on Motivational Mondays, we come together with our global audience to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey together with Coach Adams. Our program is designed based on two formats of motivation and empowerment. Our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise, and our Shape Up series. Everything we do is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally, so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and live your dreams. We sincerely value your participation, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment, coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather, we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Get ready, ladies and gentlemen. Get ready to be motivated. Get ready to be empowered. Get ready to be coached. Coached into greatness. Because when Coach Adams coaches, you win.
This is Coach Adams, and oh, how I absolutely love Mondays. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, master motivator, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up and win. We are in our Shape Up series, and we have a rich subtopic that I am so excited about, and I can't wait to get right on into it. But I want to share with you that each episode of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and insightful. This is your feedback that you have given us, and we thank you so much for that. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available for your convenience online at www.motivationmondays.com. blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. In our last installment, we talked about the 3 P's for a more fulfilled and rewarding life. The 3 P's for a more fulfilled and rewarding life. If you want to take advantage of the richness that was shared, again, our on-demand library is truly filled with rich insights on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey to win personally and professionally. I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for the next level up, and winning is a part of that process. So I want you to allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share with you for about 40 minutes or so into our broadcast around today's topic. And then if time permits, we're going to open the lines up for your audience participation, you know, at which time we welcome your questions and your comments around today's topic. This always lends to a more interactive and richer environment, which we absolutely love, and we so encourage you, our global listening audience, not to hesitate to chime right on in at the appropriate time. And so in preparation for that chiming right on in, if you don't already have your pens and notepads, your tablets, your iPads, your desktops, laptops, whatever it is, your smartphone with your notes to take notes and capture the jewels and gems that will be shared, we encourage you to grab that right where you are real quickly. And before we jump into today's rich topic, we're going to ask for your support. We ask that you take a quick moment, a real quick one, and invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those cute little social media juices to begin to flow. Write on someone's Facebook wall. Send a DM, send an email, go old school. Send a message in a bottle of carrier pigeon. Woo! Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking for your support, that you would do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. You know, we cannot expand and grow without your support, so we extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach, because, again, we know that we can't do it without the support of YOU. And so we say thank you. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Coach Adams, it's time to shape up. And when we are in our Shape Up series, and we're looking at a very interesting and provocative topic, dating versus courting. Mm-hmm. Dating versus courting. But, you know, this is the thing about this topic, and I want to share with you that my spiritual sister did a rich topic on this, Coach D, on processing the pain, and it caused me to really think about this from a different point of view. Because the reality is, when you hear the term dating versus courting, you know, we've all, we've had that moment, you know, I'm sure you can relate, where you've had that moment, you met someone you felt was so truly wonderful. Oh, you got the butterfly and your heart started fluttering. You're spending time together with each other. You're, you know, doing different things and experiencing life. You know, the conversations, oh, they're rich, and you know, you can get lost on a call. You look up and you've been chatting for hours and you're just kind of lost in that moment, because you know, when you are starting to grow and blossom in the relationship, things begin to happen and you start to feel, ooh, we're compatible. Ooh, and we are vibing. And it feels like it is the right fit. Am I by myself? I mean, wherever you are on your journey, I think you could probably relate to the scenario that was just painted. And then the frustration sets in. And the frustration sets in because, you know, hey, it's a wonderful process. You're spending time that's great in the conversation and all of the things that we mentioned. You're feeling its compatibility and you're vibing and you feel like it's the right fit. So naturally, you want more. And all they want to do is to play and have a good time. Mm-hmm. And it becomes frustrating. Frustration sets in because you want more. And I want us to think about this, because no matter where you are today on your journey, I imagine you can truly relate with what I've just shared with you on some level or another. And so this topic that we're looking into, as I stated in giving love to my spiritual sister, Coach D, and her show, Processing the Pain, Coach D did a wonderful, rich teaching on this concept of dating versus courting from a spiritual standpoint. And I tell you, I love the analogy so much. I text her and I said, sis, you know I'm going to have to put a spin on that as it relates to dating versus courting your dream. Mm-hmm. So we're going to look at this process a little bit differently from a different point of view, the analogy of dating versus courting. You know, so often in my coaching practice, I deal with individuals who, in essence, they're really struggling with their level of commitment, oftentimes with their dream. Many are evaluating, am I going to pay the price of my dream? Is it costing me too much? Am I willing to sacrifice in the way in which I need to sacrifice? You know, so in essence, this concept of dating versus courting is truly, in my opinion, a suitable analogy to process around as it relates to your dream. You know, my heart here, Coach Adams and Motivational Mondays, has been designed to give you rich insight into empowerment around working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams, so that you can have a win, and this win is comprised of working it now, working your vision, achieving your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. But we have to take a look at, and I want us to really evaluate this process and understand that there really is a difference between, there is a clear distinction between dating versus courting. So yes, Coach Adams is getting all up in your dream business today, because I want you to leave Motivational Mondays today seeing things from a different point of view. If I can assist you in making a shift so that you can ultimately fill the assignment that you have been created for, then I've done a great job in bringing this topic and putting a spin on it so that we can all anchor in and evaluate where we are. And I want you to know that as I share it with you, I am making the constant evaluations that are needful as well. And so what we're going to do, we're going to do a very specific comparison in what does it look like to be dating my dream versus courting my dream. You see, when we are dating, we're just flirting. You know, there's not a lot of commitment. It's like, hey, hey boy, hey, hey girl, hey. And it's just playful. There's no seriousness to it. That's why in the scenario that I painted, when you are vibing with someone that you feel is wonderful and you're spending time and you're having great conversation and you feel you're compatible and that it's a right fit, you're ready to move to the next level. But the frustration sets in if the feelings are not mutual. And I want to challenge you to think about the courting versus dating as it relates to your dream. I want you to begin to process, where am I on the journey? Am I dating my dream or am I courting my dream? And so let's first look at the mindset between the two, because there is a clear, distinct mindset between the two. You see, when you are dating your dream, the mindset is one of, okay, eventually it'll happen at some point, at some stage. We just going to flow here. It's a mindset of, eventually, it'll happen at some stage, eventually. But you're not putting much energy into it. It's like you're kind of in this mindset of, I want to flow. You know, it's my thing and I want to do what I want to do. Hey, you know, you just want to flow. But when you are courting your dream, you're not in this mind space of eventually. You're in a mind space that is focused on and with intentionality. You are very intentional in how you are navigating on your journey. Oftentimes, and I remember early on my journey, I could honestly say that I was consistently inconsistent. But when I made the decision, and see that consistent inconsistency is that mindset of eventually, that loosey-goosey mindset of it's your thing, do what you want to do, instead of the intentionality, instead of that very specific focus that with each step you're clear on your trajectory, you know what the target is, you know where you're going, and each step that you take each day is an intentional step to bring you closer to where you desire to go. You're clear on what the gap is. And with intention, you are stepping through to close that gap. It's not haphazard. It's not eventually. It's not this loosey-goosey playing around mindset. It's very focused. So this process of dating versus courting, the mindset first and foremost has to change. I want you to evaluate what is your mind space right now as we speak. Are you navigating with the mindset of eventually, it'll happen someday, eventually? Or are you being intentional on your journey as it relates to your dream? Now let's look at another mindset, another process around this concept and this analogy of dating versus courting my dream. You see, as I stated early on my journey, I was consistently inconsistent. In essence, I was tinkering. I was playing around versus building the vision. And so when you're dating, you're tinkering around in the relationship. You're thinking eventually, you know, there's not a clear trajectory and focus. But when you're courting your dream, there's another level of seriousness and commitment. You are intentional with each step. Each of those steps is a building to develop the vision, to develop your dream, to develop and to get you closer to achieving your goal. And so, what is your mindset? You say, oh, I want this dream. I want to do it. Yes. But are you accomplishing it? Are you willing to pay the price for your dream to become a reality? Or are you tinkering, playing? You just, I'll do a little bit someday and then I won't for another year, but yet this is my dream. Tinkering versus building the vision with intention. I want you to really process that. Evaluate where you are. Because when your dream is really your dream, you have a different level of fire and passion and vibrancy and zeal for your dream. You know, I think about me and I, you know, always bring in layers of my story and elements of what I'm growing through, processing through, so that it's more relatable to let you know I get it. I wasn't always where I am today, and even though I'm where I am today, I'm still not where I desire to grow. I'm in process. I'm a firm believer that as long as we have that dash, we still have life to live. We're still processing through. So I may have gained some great wisdom on my journey that I'm sharing with you that I'm living through, but I too, like you, I'm still in process. I'm still on the journey. I'm still adjusting where I need to adjust. And so I share with you today, encouraging you that as you're listening to this concept, the analogy of dating versus courting your dream, listen in to determine, where do I need to make an adjustment? For those of you that are regular listeners to Motivational Mondays, you know that I am a certified Maxwell leadership team member. And so why do I mention that? Because it gives me the authorization to, in small groups and what have you, to teach on certain curriculums that my leadership partner, John C. Maxwell, has written. And one of my favorites is Put Your Dream to the Test. I regularly offer mastermind groups on this very subject, and what I love about Put Your Dream to the Test is that it gives you 10 questions. Really evaluate and see, where am I on my dream journey, to help you to evaluate and see it so that you can ultimately seize it. And so one of the areas that is so powerful is this question. is your dream really your dream? You see, because what I've grown to know to be true, if our dream is not really our dream, we don't have that great fire and passion for it. When it's yours, oh, you can't shut it off. It's such a very part of your DNA, the very fabric of how you've been created. It's woven into every fiber of your being. And because of that, you won't tinker. You're in this process of building the vision, brick by brick, block by block, with intentionality. So when it comes to dating versus courting, you must first evaluate, is the dream really your dream? You know, my mentor is Coach Allen Hattie Hollingsworth. I always giggle, and I giggled in this moment because I was thinking about a story that my mentor has shared as we were doing vertical leaps for years and just now the Hollingsworth Boss Masters program. And he asked the question, if a man is in another man's house with his woman, when that man comes home, is he going to flee or vice versa? I don't want to just put it on the men because I'm not male, man bashing. So it can go either way. Will the person flee if they're in somebody else's house? Yes, absolutely, because it's not their house. And so why do I state that in association with really asking yourself the question, is my dream really my dream? Because when it's not really your dream, there's no commitment to it. Maybe you're on the journey because somebody else said, you know, you should do this. Or mom and dad, guardian, whoever it may be, set you on the path of this. But you haven't really taken the time to evaluate, is this my dream? I think about my journey and my start in real estate. I got into real estate initially because it simply made sense, quite frankly. I wasn't passionate about it at the time. It just made sense. I knew a lot of people in that industry. I was around a lot of people in that industry. They were doing extremely well, and I saw it as the means to an end, get the big house, cars, all of the stuff. But it wasn't purposeful. And so I dealt with a lot of frustration till I discovered the very reason why I was created. And the industry is a great industry. I consult in the industry now because of the years of experience that I had. So, and I've blended that with my coaching skills and training, and now I give that industry, I go back in as a consultant. And I'm able to give great wisdom because of the experience, because I believe that all of our experience comes together. But how will you craft it? And so when it comes to dating versus courting, the first thing is that we said we have to check our mindset. Do you have the right mindset? Do you have the eventually loosey-goosey, haphazard mindset? Or is your mindset that of one of great focus that is focused on intentionality, curing versus building the vision? Building the vision brick by brick, block by block, with intentionality. Here's another thought. Are you just on the journey dating your dream? If it's pleasurable for you, meaning if things are going perfectly well, you're loving it. You're like, oh, okay. But then when nothing happens that's pleasurable, like when you got the money flowing in, you're like, hey, let it rain, let it rain, let it rain. It's pleasurable in that moment. And so it's like, yes, I'm all about this. Look, the Benjamins are coming in. My square is being swiped and the money is piling up. But then you get into a drought, a lean season. And now it's like, I'm not feeling this. Because the mindset was not one of a full commitment. It was based on the pleasure of the money coming in. And now that the money's not there, it's like, moving on, next thing. Have you ever connected with someone and every time you turn around, they're moving on to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing? And you're like, well, what do you really do? You don't even know what they really do, what they're passionate about, because they're moving on to the next thing. They're moving on to the next thing that is pleasurable, bringing in the trinkets, the money. And please don't misunderstand, Coach Adams. Don't. I understand. We are in a world society. We need the money. But the money cannot be the number one driver. So you may be thinking, well, Coach Adams, okay, you told me that's the dating side of it. It's all about pleasure. The courting side is all about purpose. You are focused and living life based on your assignment, based on purpose, based on the very reason why you were created, based on what has been coded in your very DNA versus pleasurable. Money's coming, pleasure, hey. If it isn't, you've walked away. But when it's purposeful, it's not about the money, the focus, the primary focus. It's about you fulfilling your assignment, the very reason why you were created. And so you have to evaluate and ask yourself this question as it relates to dating versus courting my dream. What is my mindset? Is my mindset fixed on intentionality? Because that's courting. If my mindset is loosey-goosey, not really committed, not really fixed, is it eventually? It's a mindset of dating your dream. If you're tinkering, playing around, just kind of flirting with your dream, your vision, instead of building the vision, then you now can see, ooh, I am kind of dating my dream. And then you're wondering why you're not getting the results that you desire. Because you're playing with your dream. You're tinkering. You're flirting with. You're not building the vision. That's why in my opening scenario that I shared with you, that when you meet someone and, you know, it's feeling wonderful and you're spending quality time, you can get lost in time. The conversation is so rich and you can't wait to hear that person's voice the next time they call, and you can get lost because you see the compatibility. You're vibing with each other. It feels like a fit. And then the frustration sets in. Because you are feeling all of what you're feeling, and you're like, hey, I want more. And they just simply want to play. You're in essence saying, court me. And they're saying, I'm just dating. It's your thing. I'm doing what I want to do up in here. And so I want us to, again, look at this from the standpoint of your dream, your vision, your goal. Are you just simply dating versus courting? And so we said that it's a mindset of eventually, it's loosey-goosey, it's not really committed, versus intentionality, that you're tinkering, playing, flirting versus building. It's pleasurable. When the money's coming in, hey, it's pleasurable. When they're making it rain, yay, I'm all good. But it's not focused on purpose. the reason why I was created. You see, everything, absolutely everything was created for a specific purpose. And either you know it or you don't. If you don't, you have to discover it. If you do, you have to continue to stay focused on it, building the vision with intentionality, because now you are courting the dream versus dating the dream. You know, there's an end date with everything when it comes to being in a relationship. You know, ultimately, ladies, come on. I hear Beyonce saying, if you like it, put a ring on it. Eventually, you want the ring, right? Men, eventually, you want the wifey, right? Ladies, you want the hubby. So the end result is this next level of commitment. But when you are just simply dating your dream, it's like, oh, there's not really a commitment on a date. It's just like, oh, okay, well, okay, we can just put a date on the calendar. But I'm not really tied to that date. And so changing when you're going to get started, when you're going to move to the next level, you're just kind of playing around with it versus when you're courting, the end result is that you get married. There's this next level of covenant commitment. Where are you in this process of moving to the next level of covenant commitment with your dream? Think about that. The other side of this dating process versus courting is that when you're dating, there's not really any accountability. You know, that person's like, don't be trying to hold me accountable to the fire. We just kind of flowing here. Again, it's your thing. Do what you want to do. There's no accountability because there's no commitment. When you are serious about your vision, about your goals, about your dreams, you don't have a problem with being held accountable. You embrace the accountability because you're that serious about your dream. You're not just tinkering and playing around. You're not just into it when the money's there. You're not just kind of flowing, eventually it's going to happen. There is great intentionality. You're building the vision. You're navigating based on purpose. You're committed to that next level. You see, one of the things that I have found is that when we're just kind of playing around with our dream, it's self-centered. You know, it's like, you know, I'm going to do it as long as it serves me. You know, I'm just, when as long as it works for me, I'm going to do it. But the goal should be that you're navigating on your journey because God is at the center of it. It's all about that higher call of purpose. It really isn't about you. I remember when I got that great epiphany that it's not about me on the journey. I'm an only child, and some of you have heard this story. If you're regular listeners, and you know, I'm an only child. And so everything focused and centered around the only child. And because of that, that was my mindset. And so when I came to realize that it wasn't about me, what? My little tiara was shaken. But when we can grow to realize that this life that we have, this journey that we're on, it is not for our own self-seeking pleasure. but rather it is for a higher call of purpose. It's a greater assignment. And that, knowing that, okay, with being accountable, we embrace the accountability because we recognize that this journey that I'm on, it's so that I can be used for someone else, so that I can impact change right in my little neighborhood, right in my little circle, and expand out from there. And so what are you doing that's associated with a higher call of purpose that gets you outside of yourself because it's God-centered? And you may be saying, I'm not into God. And that's okay. I'm sharing with you my truth. And I do recognize that I'm on a global platform, but I can only share with you my truth. And so if you don't believe in God, that's your right. I'm just letting you know that for me, I believe we cannot navigate on our journey from a self-centered point of view, but rather we need to navigate from a higher call of purpose. And for me, that's a God-centered place. Maybe different for you. Now, we said that on this journey, as we're looking at, are you dating or are you courting your dream? Thank you again, my spiritual sister, Coach D, and Processing the Pain, giving you some love drops for this concept that I am loving, and I knew it would be a great process to take us on a journey today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams to look at this from a point of view of our dreams. And so I thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams today. I want to invite you into the conversation. So this is a time in our broadcast when we open the lines up for you to share. We give you the opportunity to engage and interact with us. We love the richness that comes from you asking a question or making a comment around what the topic is today. And today's topic is, are you dating or courting your dream? And so press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We invite your engagement at this time, and it looks like we actually have a caller. Caller area code 3101447. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment today?
Hi, Coach Adams. It's lovely, and I just want to thank you and give a shout-out to you and to Coach D. And just I wanted to comment. I'm not always able to be on Motivational Monday because of scheduling conflicts at the moment. However, I see and know the importance of being there and receiving coaching as much as possible because we can get off. It's just like eating. You don't just eat once a week. You need nourishment every single day. And because I am, as you know, it's been ongoing dealing with some medical issues and stuff like that, there are times when I just say, you know what, maybe this was for back then and this is now and I need to deal with health stuff or I need to just forget about this. And when I get on your calls, and even when I was in the mind group, the mastermind group, it just really builds up and infuses you with the endurance. It helps you to get that tenacity to continue on that journey and to stay focused and intentional, like you said. So I just want to say that this is, every time I get on here, it just so blesses me and it encourages me to continue to go on and not give up on the journey. So thank you so much for every Monday presenting this amazing forum and, you know, for your coaching, for your mind mastermind group. I just so appreciate you and just wanted you to know that. So thank you very much.
Oh, thank you so much, lovely. I am so humbled and honored by the beautiful word bouquet that you just presented to me today. I thank you. I thank
you.
I thank you. Thank you for being a regular listener when you're able to and for chiming in to Motivational Mondays. You know, I would love to know, based on our topic and what we're discussing today, what has been your biggest takeaway so far today?
My biggest takeaway is to remember that I'm courting my dream, that I should be courting it and not dating it, not playing around with it. So, I mean, that's just like, it's almost like rhema, because we can confuse the two at times. And so with that said, if I stay on the path of courting it, and the other big takeaway is it's not about me. So if I'm putting it off and, oh, I'll do it tomorrow or another time, then I'm being selfish because I'm stopping someone else from receiving what they need to receive. So those are my, I'm sorry, you asked me for one. I couldn't help myself. Thank you.
No, I thank you, lovely. What you contributed and shared was so rich, because when you can get the nuggets that you got, like you said, now I'm able to move closer in the direction of closing this gap. Everything is about closing the gap from where I am to where I desire to grow. So I'm so grateful to be able to support in your process. And of course, every Monday, faithfully jumpstart your week with motivation and inspiration so that you can get some nuggets and jewels to support you on your journey. So thank you, thank you, thank you. If you'll press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue, if another question or comment comes up, you're welcome to re-engage. But at this time, press 1 to remove yourself from the host queue. As we continue in the rich dialogue that we're having today around this concept, and again, thank you, Coach D, love you, around this concept of dating versus courting and looking at it from the standpoint of dating versus courting our dream. What have we talked about so far? Well, we've established that when we're dating, the mindset is that of eventually. When we're courting, it's all about intentionality. When we're dating, we're tinkering and flirting. When we are courting, we are building the vision. When we're dating, it's all about pleasure. Give me the money. It's pleasurable. I'm good. When you're courting, it's all about purpose, purposeful. When you're dating, it's like, there is just another date on the calendar that means nothing, and there is no commitment. It never manifests. You're constantly pushing it off, pushing it off, pushing it off, versus when you are courting, there is a firmness of commitment that moves to the next level of marriage. And we're speaking this, obviously, in an analogy as it relates to the development and building and moving to the next level in your dreams, working it now so that you can achieve your goals and, again, ultimately live out your dreams. That it's not self-centered, but rather God-centered, anchored in a higher call of purpose. When you're dating, you don't want a commitment. You don't want to be accountable. It's loosey-goosey. But when you are courting, you're okay with the accountability. You'll join in partnership with a coach. You'll get into a mastermind group for accountability, group coaching, whatever it is, because You want to move to the next level. And then the other thing about this process of dating versus courting your dream and this whole concept and the analogy that we're working around today is this. When you're dating, decisions are based on your comfort zone. So you don't take a risk. It's all about comfort. But when you are focused on courting and that next level of commitment, it's not about what feels good, but rather, again, it goes back to the purposeful nature of how God has created you and what he has given you. What I love about what Lovely said, and again, Lovely, thank you for chiming in. It always adds to the richness. That Lovely said, I recognize that what God has given me, and I'm saying it in my way of takeaway and what she said, that what God has given me, it's for someone else. We talked about that. It's not just about us. But what I want us to recognize, what you have on the inside of you, someone is waiting for. Someone is waiting for your book that would bless their life. Someone is waiting for the invention that you have in you. Someone's waiting for that play that they go on a date night and they sit and watch your play and it suddenly brings them to another level and they're excited about it. So all of these different things that you have in you, I think of Dr. Miles Monroe, and not the only one, but noted for saying that the graveyard is the richest plot of land because dead dreams, visions, and ideas were buried there. Don't bury your dream. I see we have a caller. Caller, area code 214, last four digits, 1656. Welcome to Motivational Mondays. You are live with Coach Adams. What's your question or comment today?
Good evening, Coach Adams. This is Dr. Holiday. I'm calling all the way from Dallas, Texas. And
How are you, ma'am?
I just wanted to say to you, I am so impressed with the analogy that you used tonight for the people of God. And I was just listening, and I listened to your question, what is your... So my takeaway is just from listening to you and how you build up from a courtship into dating, and then you go to marriage. And my takeaway tonight is because I did those steps and I moved on into a marriage to my dream. And I just wanted to thank you for the analogy because I would like to encourage people that 30 years ago, I began to have a vision that I was called to use by God. And I walked in and I courted that vision and I dated around with that vision until I went to the marriage. And the marriage has been beautiful for 30 years. And I like what you're speaking, because you have to be intentional. Every step I took was intentional. And now that I've come to this 30-year anniversary, I still must be intentional to continue on living my dream and being married to my dream. Thank you, Coach Adams.
Oh, and thank you, Dr. Holiday. I so appreciate you chiming in and sharing the richness of what you shared today. Tell us how we can connect with your vision. Tell our listening audience how they can connect with your vision and what you have coming up next.
Well, you know, there's always a little something going on with me. I'm doing a tea party for hurting women, in the Dallas Frisco area in the month of April. But daily, if anyone wants to reach out to hear the messages that I give out to encourage God's people, you can tune into my YouTube channel by reaching out to Apostle Dr. Linda Copeland Holiday. That's my YouTube channel. And there are messages every day that there, you know, encouragement, life-fulfilling messages that can keep you moving forward. And it deals with a lot of different issues that we have in our day-to-day living. And it's not preaching. It's just encouragement, lifting up the people of. Thank you for that opportunity, Coach.
Absolutely. Give the YouTube channel one more time, and thank you again so much.
One more time, it is it's Apostle Dr. Linda Copeland, C-O-P-L-I-N-G, Holiday with two L's, and it'll get you right there. And or you may see the I've Been Chosen Ministries International may come up as well. And the hour is called Hour of Inspiration. Thanks, Coach.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you. And what I'll do for our global listening audience, for those that may be interested in chiming in and making that connection, we will post that information on our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. So, Dr. Holiday, if you'll send me the link and I can populate the link there for those that may not have been able to capture it. Wow. What a rich broadcast. And again, I gotta take the time to thank my spiritual sis for this concept, dating versus courting. Thank you, Coach D, in processing the pain. As we close out today, I want to share with you that it's my birthday month. Yes, it is Coach Adams' birthday month, and I am celebrating each and every one of you by giving the gift of empowerment. I am gifting 1 month of complimentary coaching to those who join in partnership with me through the month of March, my birthday month. And so I want to make sure that you are well aware. If you are interested and want to take advantage of one-on-one coaching because you're ready to stop dating your dream and you want to position yourself for courting, you need to get into a coaching partnership. Contact our team. You can call and or text. If you are texting, simply include your name and birthday 2023. And here's the number, 310-289-2101. 310-9-2101. Stop feeling frustrated because you're not getting the momentum that you desire. Support is available for you. You simply have to reach out and grab hold to it. It may be the very thing that you need. So I know that I am here to support you, and my commitment is to assist individuals in their process, personally and professionally, to grow on their journey through the gift of empowerment that I have available, and I celebrate and want to support you. As we close out today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, woo, it was a rich one. If you missed a part of the broadcast, of course, you can go back to the archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia for you. The number four, the letter U. We are here every Monday faithfully to jumpstart our week empowered with inspiration and motivation and tools and nuggets that will equip us to win. Working it now. What am I working? Working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and live out your dreams. Thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today with yours truly, lifestyle, personal, and professional coach, Coach Adams. I coach, and you win. We'll see you next week.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach